Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Everybody, welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jen, the fish-catching master.
And welcome to the show. Yes, the Lost Podcast is back after a little Game of Thrones hiatus.
Well, it was only, what, 4 months?
Was it 4 months?
It's been a while.
Yeah, we kind of put Game of Thrones in place. I hope you didn't mind. Hope you enjoyed this season of Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick.
You know, if Anna Lucia, she would have been like, what's taking so long? What are we doing?
We couldn't even get, like, 2 days. She'd just murder us or chop off our fingers.
She's not a happy person.
No, I forgot how, like, miserable she was.
She's just not a pleasant...
Really miserable.
But again, she was thrust into the leadership role like Jack was.
Yeah.
She had... I guess Echo wasn't more like Locke. He worked at least with her.
Yeah.
He just didn't talk for 40 days.
No. It was like his penance for killing the two guys.
But, man, she just was cranky.
Yeah, just miserable. Just all around miserable.
Like, even when she goes, get up. We're going. We're moving. What are you doing? I saved your life, Bernard. Yeah. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, I think the whole point of her and showing her is
to make the other annoying people look less annoying.
Kate, I can listen to Kate all day now.
Kate's a pleasure to be around.
What can I do to help?
Based upon different environments, what creates, you know, so these people are very, well, one, their leader is kind of more totalitarian, and there's more miserable, and you know, the losties
they did go through a lot the first day. I mean, the first day, three other people got abducted. Three people got taken from their camp.
There you go.
And there were some more people that, you know, then they found the list, and they, you know, a lot went on. So she was under a lot more different pressure, too.
Absolutely.
But she said she'd protect the kids, and then we find out her backstory. And
You do find out her backstory.
So I get it.
But are you saying in our retrospective, this is our last retrospective, could you do without Anna Lucia or these characters?
I could have done without Anna Lucia.
Uh huh.
But there's a big payoff later on in the season. So as of now, I'm saying, yeah, I could have done without Anna Lucia.
So are you saying the payoff in that, you know, she gets the old spoiler alert, heave ho? So you're excited that she's going to be killed eventually. That's what you're saying? You're like anticipating her death?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's what Lost does, though. They make you hate a character, and at the end, you're like, okay, I'm good with her now.
For her, did she end up being a character that you felt for, or no?
No. I mean, I just wasn't that big a deal. Libby, I felt worse for Libby.
Yeah,
than Anna Lucia, but, you know.
Well, Libby was also part of Hurley losing his, you know, his girlfriend.
Right, so... I don't know, maybe as the season, we get more into this season, I remember more, it starts coming back to me, maybe I'll be I didn't like it when Anna, there's a few things, I guess when we get to the scene,
we'll get to the episode, but
there was something that, there's a lot of things you go, you probably shouldn't have done that, and oh, maybe you should have done that.
Yeah.
Because in the end, we know what happens to her, and...
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that when we get to that.
Okay.
That episode.
All right. Well, do you want to get into the recap then?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather talk about Game of Thrones.
No, that's... yes. Well, let's get into our last recap. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
Last recap. Last recap.
All right, it's last recap time. We're going to start off with Anne Found. The Sun and Jin-centric episode.
Yes.
So we come out of Everybody Hates Hugo, which I think a lot of people really enjoy that episode. Kind of gets back to the meat
and potatoes.
Was
that the last one we...
Yeah, Everybody Hates the fourth episode of the season.
Okay.
The Hurley-centric, a lot of people liked it. Getting back to the meat and potatoes was your coined term.
Yes.
And this one...
There's too much cholesterol in that now, so... Because I got to do like a fish and salad, right?
But that'd be better. I think when you said it, it was more of the essential characters, like the
It's true, but it's
the core characters.
It's bad for your heart, though, meat and potatoes, right?
And found focuses on Michael looking for Walt.
Walt! You need to be quiet.
Walt! And Jen and Mr. Echo go after him. And then Sun freaking out that she lost her wedding ring and goes digging for it.
Yeah, I lost my wedding ring. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What?
Sure, she lost her wedding ring.
He's gone to sea for a couple of days, and she's already like, oh.
He wasn't really talking to me when he was leaving. He's out to sea. He could be gone. He could be dead. He could be dead. We got the messages back in the bottle, so, you know, I'm a freak.
We still had some wise Locke-isms where he helped her. Same way you find anything, you lose.
Yeah.
I stop looking.
Do you lose something? You look unhappy. Wish I had a garden. That was just kind of awkward dialogue.
Yeah, I liked it. Because it's him. It's what Locke
wish
does,
I had a garden, but a bald man can't have a garden because if you're out in the sun too long, your head gets sunburned.
Well, let's just get one of those like big hats.
But he's on an island with no hat.
It's Locke. He could like whittle a hat out of some bamboo.
Whittle?
Or something.
No, couldn't he just weave one?
Yeah, weave one out of the leaves.
Yeah, there you go. Well, why didn't he do that? And then he could go garden without a problem.
Well, I think in his sense, he's already got a good base tan on the top of his head, so
he's okay.
He's good to go.
All right. So as long as he's got a good base tan, he's okay.
but
so we're at this point, we believe that Sun really lost her ring.
Yeah, because she lost it when she was. You know, frivolously digging a hole to throw the bottle in.
Because you had to go really fast because, you know.
What?
How long does it take to bury a bottle in the sand?
I don't know, but she was anxiety ridden because she's, you know, worried that her.
And the ring's on that loose?
Maybe her. She has pretty thin fingers, so.
Okay. Hey, I'm just saying. Well, you know. Okay.
So really, after all these years, you're saying Sun was like on the move to cheat or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just could be a theory out there. I don't know that. But, but I do say this, okay? I forgot. She was on an island. She's thin to start out with, and she probably lost.
Exactly.
Not eating
so
a lot.
Now,
so,
now
okay.
The ring's more slippery.
So it slipped off her finger. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, I take back.
I think that's reasonable.
I take back what I was accusing Sun of doing.
Okay.
Plus, Michael wasn't back either, so.
Come on.
Okay, if Michael would have been back.
Uh-huh.
Had not say Michael hadn't built the raft and it would been someone else.
Okay.
And Michael stayed there and she lost her ring. Now what would people be thinking?
Well, is there any validation to that theory that Michael and Sun? I mean, I know it's a theory.
It's a theory. I mean, people almost it's an awkward. I mean, it's always there.
Yeah.
They put it out there and it's there almost every episode that they're in together. Saying it's like that awkward. Well, how you doing? Yeah.
So going back in time to when I saw this episode the first time, it felt kind of like a filler episode. And coming back now, this one still kind of felt like a filler episode.
Yeah, the flashback, I was having trouble watching.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched it.
I like it. I like Jin's perspective of the flashback because I think it's just a good
story
just in his character. But in terms of revealing and stuff like that, I don't think it adds that much to anything.
No, we just find out he's a son of a fisherman and... He's a hard worker.
Well, we already knew he was a son of a fisherman, right?
Yeah, but he's a hard worker, and I don't know.
It shows how Jin and Sun met.
You know, he met Sun by checking out another woman.
Yeah. Well, because remember he said...
I forgot about that.
He said orange. Orange is going to bring it. So she was wearing the orange dress.
Right.
And that's why he looked at the orange dress, and it ended up being her. It was the one that he bumped into because he was looking at her.
Yeah. He was Well, he could say...
Because it was orange.
I was looking at the orange dress... With the woman inside it.
I'm going to take that side. I'm going to take the high road with it here.
I'm going to take the low road and say he was checking out the woman in the orange dress.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of smiles, turns around, and he runs into Sun.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest is history.
As they say.
They die together.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Sorry. For people who haven't finished Lost.
It's been over half a decade since the end of it. So
I apologize if I spoiled you. But I didn't tell you how they drowned. I mean, how they died. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, my God.
We all drown in a submarine. Submarine. A submarine.
Oh, my God. But again, going back to this episode, not a lot happened in this episode.
No, Jin catches some fish. Anna Lucia's yelling at him.
Yeah.
You want to help us? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Gotta have fish to eat.
Gotta have fish to eat. You just going to sit there? Not going to help us? A little help here would be nice. And he just goes, and he pulls, throws the net in and catches like 1,000 fish.
Well, because he was throwing out little pieces of sea urchin.
Right.
Fishing coming to eat.
He's just like this, and they're just, she can't even figure out how to throw the net. She's like, she's like, she's like the worst survivor ever.
It's true.
Look, I just kill people. I just shoot people and stab them and stuff like that and yell.
So really, I think, so you hate Locke because he's bald. And you hate Anna Lucia because she's just how you are in real life, so I don't know.
So it's a combination.
It's a combination of...
I hate looking... It's like a reflection in the mirror. I got cranky Anna Lucia and bald Locke. So it's like, oh my gosh, I can't...
Combined both together, it's cranky old Jack.
Cranky
bald Jack.
Locke Lucia Jack.
Locke Lucia.
Locke Lucia Jack. There you go. Because I would be like this going, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, we're working over here.
You want to help us catch? What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
You know,
I have to level out my backyard to put this pool back here.
Does it look like I speak Korean? Jerk. So that's what she said.
Yeah.
To look like I speak Korean? Ah! Ah! You know, I shot someone once.
Yeah.
Like 80 times. Spoiler alert, next episode. Later on.
Hey, I was pregnant.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, wait. I wasn't sure I got you the first 8 times. Bam, 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 bam. I was angry.
Angry!
Oh, man. But I did like the island stuff with Echo and Jen.
That was good.
I thought that was good.
But again, I think Echo really solidified himself as a character that we all really liked. You know, I think Anna Lucia was, somebody please shoot her. Please, somebody just
get rid of her. In fact,
your mom's
watching the episode with me. She goes, I never liked her. I go, well, that's why they killed her off, because you didn't like her.
And again, that's how they wrote the character.
I'm sorry. Can't spoil people.
Uh-huh.
I just said she's killed her off. So,
yeah.
Whoops.
Anywho.
But I like how Jin, you know, he's working the thing, and the guys, you know, he says, we don't want your kind in here, but he lets the kid go. Because the kid's got to use the restroom. You know, the kid's got to go to the bathroom. Kid's got to go to the bathroom. You let him in.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I was in Jin's shoes, I'd be like, nope, sorry. He can pee in the street.
Really?
Yeah, but Jin's a softie.
I would have said, no, go ahead and use a bathroom. It's a bathroom. Go ahead and use it.
Well, again, but it's his job. They specifically asked him not to allow any, you know, riffraff street rats in
the
hotel.
Well, he did, but it just, the kid needed to go.
Listen, I get it. But again, I seeing Jin kind of stand up to him because he kept insulting his people. So kudos to Jin. I like that scene.
I like how Kate goes and talks with Sun. That was pretty exciting.
Again,
I really like how Locke did tell Sun, I'm not lost anymore.
Because
He's on the island. He's found his purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
What that is, we don't know, but he found his purpose.
I love the Hurley scene between him and Sun.
That was nice, yes.
So are you from the good Korea?
Or the bad Korea? The good one.
Did you go to the Olympics? Oh, man.
Comic relief. So overall,
it was an okay episode.
Was this the episode where they're looking and they see the others walking?
Yes.
And
there's the teddy bear.
And that was big deal back in the day. Back in the day, that was a big deal.
There were some like Peter Pan theories.
Yeah,
like,
Peter Pan theories. And how they're...
Looking back on it now, it's just like, they're just walking in the...
How they're walking through the... How they walk really soft.
Yeah. It was analyzed to death.
Yeah. I remember that. Oh, that's right. The teddy bear thing was such, because they both look at the teddy bear.
Yeah.
Both echo, and their eyes get big. And was like, I can't remember all the theories, but I do remember the Peter Pan theories and stuff like that. But I was like, now I look back, I go, all right, that was a lot of wasted time.
All right. Well, let's move on here to Abandoned, the Shannon episode. So Saeed.
This one got me right in the gut. This one just... I don't know. Felt it right here, right in the gut.
Anyway, Shannon and Saeed are having a nice little wow, chicka wow, wow.
Look what I built for you, baby. Hey.
It's a shelter, all right.
Hey, it's a shelter. It's got like...
Shelter for two.
Yes, it's got surround sound. You can hear the waves from every angle.
But she sees Walt. Saeed doesn't believe her. That's basically the emphasis of that whole episode between the two of them. And then Sawyer...
I was only gone for a second. It was a dream. And then I like how Charlie runs over. And he goes, oh, Shannon just had a bad dream. And Claire, and then Charlie gives her a lecture about,
yeah,
well, why'd you wake the baby? Now the baby's going to be up and be cranky all day. Mm-hmm. He's tearing into her.
Yeah.
You know, like a husband and wife would do.
Sure, sure.
Why are you waking the baby?
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. But I also see from Claire's standpoint, where she's like, screw you. You're not the dad. Get out of my face.
Yeah, you're just the Virgin Mary caring guy.
Yeah. Which is kind of like a little side story in here, because it's kind of building up to Charlie's downfall, you know, kind of the middle of season two, which a lot of people just didn't like this storyline during the time. Fire Plus Water is one of the more disliked episodes.
Yeah. I did put it here, Charlie's a better mom than Claire.
Wow.
I put that.
Man.
Well, at the time, she woke him. So you brought him over to the danger? Which is right. Well, I heard screaming, so I woke him up. And you brought him towards the screams, towards the danger, potential danger?
Uh-huh.
You have to agree with the heroin addict. You have to. Am I right?
I mean, I would generally not want to, but in this case, I have to agree with the heroin addict.
He's 100%
right. Oh, man.
If there is danger, you don't run towards it.
Yeah. So then Annalise and crew are trying to go back to the main camp, the Fusees camp.
Well, aren't they lost, though?
They are. They do get lost.
And Sawyer, you don't know where you're at, mm-hmm. do you?
And then closing out the episode, Shannon is accidentally shot because Anna Lucia thinks she's the others when she runs after
Walt. You forget they lost Cindy.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of theories on that. And there was – what else was on there? Rose and Hurley hang up clothes. Shannon gets called – Shannon's dad dies. And that was a theory people had that it was had to do with Locke losing the use of his legs. There were a lot of theories out there.
There was, and this is kind of the other side of Jack's flashback at the beginning of season two, where it's Shannon's father on the table and his future wife.
Right.
That was into season one, and he decides to save. Beginning of season two is that story. Saves her.
Right.
While letting Shannon's father die, which sets up a chain of events that leads Shannon possibly to.
Well, Shannon gets cut off by her. Now, the first time I saw, first couple times I watched it, second time, the third time, I'm going, was she right to cut her off completely?
Uh huh.
You know, he said the only thing you've ever done 16 hours is sleep. Her stepmom says to Shannon, was she right to say, okay, you need to grow up, you need to become more responsible? Mm-hmm. Was it like a fair to do, give her a complete cut off, or did she need to?
I mean, there's two ways you could do it. They could be supportive while also not enabling, right? So she got this thing, this prestigious internship.
Right. In New York.
Then pay for the school or whatever. She still has to work hard at the internship, you know, help her get, you know, on
her
feet.
She said, well, this time it's dancing. The thing was this.
Yeah. But so we don't know. We don't know the backstory. Apparently she's a spoiled brat. But what we've seen from her here, she doesn't seem like a spoiled brat. She doesn't seem like she was in season one. She seems more, I don't know.
Well, I know hopeful. When the doctor comes in and says, we need to talk to you about your husband. Do you want to bring your daughter? She goes, stepdaughter.
Yeah. So she's obviously very cold.
They don't, there's friction there.
Yeah. But we do get Boone back in the flashback, which is great.
Is it a nice wig?
Boone. Is that a wig or he used to have long hair at the time?
Because it was like a mullet type thing.
Yeah, it was weird. Stupid looking.
I couldn't. I don't know if it was a wig or not.
Well, if we ever talk to Ian Somerhalder, we'll ask him.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't think it is a wig. Because why wear a long wig like that?
And why would he need to wear a wig?
Exactly.
Was he on Vampire Diaries yet?
No, that was a couple seasons later, or a couple years later.
So he just liked to have. I mean, he can do whatever.
Because he had long hair in the season three Locke flashback.
Didn't he have a wig on one episode? I don't remember. I couldn't tell. I kept looking at his hair to see if it was a wig or not.
Yeah.
I don't know why in the flashbacks I always look for the wigs. It's a big deal. Locke teaches Claire how to swaddle.
Swaddle. Hey, listen. Swaddling works.
And it's actually a good scene because but then Charlie comes over and basically rips the Aaron out of Locke's hands. Like he was jealous of the whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely. There was theories about Locke and Claire too, that they were like a little bit of an item. That was a thing going around as well.
And during this episode, you see that Sawyer is holding himself up with the sword, a little weapon that Echo made.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else has these big sticks, which would have made it easier for Sawyer to hold his balance, but yet he's holding himself, leaning all the way over with a tiny little knife thing. It's probably about a foot high.
Yeah.
When everybody, like Michael, Anna Lucia, Libby had the hockey stick thing.
Yeah.
But they all have.
Well, that scene is a deleted scene where they found a box of boomerangs washed up on shore.
Right.
And that's what they made the weapons out of.
But everyone had something that could have probably have helped Sawyer out a little more.
Yeah.
Yet he's holding, leaning all the way over, putting his weight on a little
it's
knife.
It's Sawyer, man. He has to do it the difficult way, the hard way.
I get it. But, yeah, I just. I thought this was a much better episode.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. And, you know, this was... Here's the thing. For you, a big theory was that Shannon was carrying Boone's baby.
Right.
Do you still think that holds true?
I still maintain it.
But why? Like, what?
They had sex before they left. They had unprotected sex before they left the...
We don't know if it was unprotected.
I know it was unprotected.
Oh, okay.
I know. I know.
Okay.
I searched the room afterwards,
okay,
and there was
sure.
nothing there.
Uh-huh.
You know, nothing.
It's a little intrusive, don't you think?
Well, it's just how you when you have theories.
You have to, no stone unturned.
Exactly. You have to investigate,
okay.
And I'm sorry. And then she gets shot there, and who shot her? Not even more so now. Anna Lucia, who lost her baby after being shot, shoots someone who potentially could be pregnant. You see how everything intertwines here?
But the thing is... You'll never know.
But it's a theory that can't be unproven. But if you look at the facts now.
Uh-huh.
Anna Lucia was pregnant in her flashback and lost the baby, right?
Yep.
She shoots Shannon, who potentially could be pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
There you go.
Boom. Boom. But her look is like, well, get out of the way of the bullet.
What are you doing?
They did hear the whispers. Were called, and now the whispers we thought meant something different because the whispers always seem to happen.
So the whispers are the ghosts of the island.
Right. So why do the whispers show up and it freaks people out in certain situations? It always seems to freak people out in the first couple years, seasons, where it turns out something different.
What do you mean? They always freak people out.
Yeah, I still say Cindy was part of the others, though. I still think she was part of the Dharma Initiative or something like that. How did she just disappear?
Now, as we go into the other 48 days, our introduction to Bernard, watching it again, I felt there was some credence to your Rose and Bernard work for Dharma. Is it the same thing you might bring up? Or
well, yeah, but it's just. But I had that before we even see Bernard.
Well, right? No, just my thing was, it's like, she goes, what's your name? He goes, Bernard?
Yeah. And he's up in the... He's
why
up,
hesitate?
Why hesitate? Because he's not a bad actor. So it wasn't like bad acting. So.
But no, so this Other 48 Days is one of my more favorite episodes of season two.
What's the Corona opening?
Yeah.
Because we always said it was because it looks like, you know...
Corona commercial.
That took my one theory that the plane crash was... It never happened because we actually see it happening.
Yeah.
Because my theory was...
You thought it was staged.
Well, how could it be... I thought maybe these people were just, you know, the plane, they were just, you know, gassed in the plane or somehow knocked out, and then the plane, they're taken to this island and put there because there's no way anybody could survive that plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how violent it is when it's hitting the water.
Yeah.
Well, we know how they survived now, but back then, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
How did they survive?
Yeah.
So, but it is a cool scene.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, so this one just kind of goes back and follows the Taylee's experience on the island for 48 days. So it's the other 48 days and really tells kind of all the trials and tribulations that they went through, which after that maybe helps you understand Anna Lucia a little bit more and why
she's
so...
Yeah, but like I said, she was thrust in the leadership role.
Yeah.
She wasn't a leader off the island.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't, you know, even Jack wasn't a leader
no,
off the island.
No.
So they were thrust in this leadership role. And you have she's trying, and you have Echo who's saving people, and then
mm-hmm.
he disposes of the dead people. You know,
he takes
the dead bodies out that are still floating around. Kind of awkward. But Bernard's up in the trees next. I think this guy is dead. And then Goodwin shows up, you know, and
this is my biggest thing watching the other 48 days is. Now, we know that Benjamin Linus was the leader of the others
right.
at this time.
We know now.
And to a certain extent, kind of led by Man in Black.
Yeah.
A little bit. So I guess we can see why they're so poorly run. Like, to me, if I was the others, like, what, like, why do they have to be menacing other than to be menacing? Like, why wouldn't they want to? Because they're sending people in, they're getting killed. Like, good, their other people are getting killed. So what's really the purpose of doing it this way, where you're all mysterious just for the sake?
Well,
of
we know now why
mysterious.
He sent Goodwin, though.
Yes, because he wanted. Yeah, because he was with Elizabeth Mitchell,
Juliet. So, but like I hear what you're saying, but it goes back from across the sea. It all started with that. Why did she kill? Because they always think they can do a better job raising kids. They always look for the good people.
Yeah.
Goodwin says, well, maybe they were just taking out the strong. They didn't get to you. Well, they killed two of them before maybe they can get to me.
Yeah.
When she was, interrogating.
Well, they took them, we assume. We didn't say they killed them.
Echo killed two of them before they could get to him. So, and she finds the knife. And did we ever get the answer why they have superhuman strength? Why they're able to carry people away without leaving a trace?
They have really good training regimens?
Because we never got that.
No, we didn't.
We do see the start of Echo's Jesus stick.
Yes, we do. The birth.
The birth of the Jesus stick, which
yes.
is very cool.
Let's see.
Leave the beach, but Nathan just says, no, Nathan says we should stay on the beach, after his two-hour potty break. Anna's digging a hole.
Yep.
Throws Nathan in the hole.
Tries to torture him.
Yeah.
Like, Anna sees a bit of Jack, a bit of Saeed, a bit of Sawyer. She's a little bit of everything.
She is. She's got a little bit of, everything going on. Then they find the glass eye, the Bible, and the radio.
So the glass eye was a big thing for a while.
That was a huge thing for a while.
So then we assume that ended up being, what's his name's?
Oh, the
guy. Charlton Heston guy.
Guy couldn't die.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? We're going to get in trouble for this one.
Totally blanking. It's like French or something, isn't it?
Yeah. What was his name? It's episode 77.
Yeah, Enter 77.
Enter 77. What's his name?
We'll keep talking. I'll go to season 3. I know he's in season 3.
Anna Lucia walks with Goodwin. They talk about the military knife, how it's been 20 years, and that was a big thing about the military knife. And they fight.
Mikhail,
that's right. I like the scene with Queen Anna Lucia and Goodwin was a great scene.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was
great.
Not
scene.
Just the fight scene. It was just the good banter back and forth. Mm-hmm. And nice fight scene. Boone talks with Bernard.
No, we're the survivors of Flight 815.
Well, no, that was before that, because my theory... I'll just give that crackpot theory now.
Okay.
Remember...
Save your crackpot theory. It's probably your crackpot theory that can't be
disproved. Well, I remember it's the other one that I'll go back to the other one.
Okay.
Later on. But okay. Let's see, then... Anna says, no, it's them. Which is talking to
Yeah, Bill. She does.
She said, no, I think it's them.
Well, after the betrayal of Goodwin, she definitely just goes more on the extreme side of things, which kind of explains her behavior.
Echo speaks after 40 days. They find Jen. She shoots Shannon.
Yes, and so I thought this was a fantastic episode, one, because it kind of goes back to the other side of the story, takes you back to their experience. Also really like that Michael Giacchino brings back a lot of the themes from season one, like the music's really good. The one problem I do have with this episode is at the end where they kind of do the and they kind of flash through. Is it necessary? Like, you've seen these episodes, so you don't need to go back and see it again. Just cut to shooting Shannon.
Yeah, I guess. But was that where they were doing the... Where they're showing an episode and then showing for like 3 weeks, showing an episode?
Well, it's just... Not too much back then, but even then, is it necessary?
No.
That was a little bit of spoon feeding, but again, they might have just thought they wanted to at least connect it a little bit quicker. But I didn't think it was necessary to do that.
But definitely one of the better episodes.
Oh yeah,
in the four that we watched,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great episode.
Yeah, for sure. All right, and then we're gonna close it out with Collision, the Anna Lucia flashback, Jack's favorite character. to which Sawyer is brought back to the actual camp, the Fuseys, and is brought to the hatch. And Jack's trying to save him after a good game of golf, getting his butt kicked by
it's
Kate.
It's funny, though, because every time Jack and Kate seem to have something going, Sawyer comes back, the triangle comes back.
Oh,
we get that back. So they're playing golf. They're being cutesy. They're flirting. They're, yeah, the whole flirt thing. And then Sawyer comes back, and then of course Kate's all, "What can I do to help?"
Yeah,
so I think it's her one.
I can whisper into his ear. Whisper into the medicine.
No, Jack, I'll get him to take the pill. And she's rubbing it, and Jack's like, "I'm still right here. I'm right here." Okay, I didn't learn that at doctor school, medical school, whispering in the ear thing. But I like the scene because Ana Lucia is holding him at gunpoint, mm-hmm, and stuff. There was a part where Michael says, "Why don't you just? Are you just gonna you just shoot me then?"
Yeah.
In hindsight, maybe it would have been better if she did shoot him. Looking back on it now, might have worked out better for her if she had shot Michael.
I guess, but if you killed somebody like that, then she could have been as good as dead anyway.
Maybe, but it's like, shoot me, shoot me. All right, I won't.
But just promise you won't shoot me one day.
But she was in panic mode because she's, killed one of theirs.
She realizes she's what she's done.
The worst part is Shannon's body just sitting over there the whole time.
Yeah.
Saeed's tied up.
Yeah.
They're all talking and stuff like this. Bernard's saying, I want to go back. And Ana Lucia kind of made him feel guilty at first.
Yeah.
You'd be dead without me. Where's your loyalty? Jeez. Right, I was up in that tree, and you talked me to grab the branch. And then you somehow climbed up and got me and brought me down. We don't see the scene, but I'll go up and get him now. Did you shoot him down? Boom.
He had to prove to me he was worthy first. Now I can climb up and get him.
They're playing golf. Kate challenges Jack. Echo meets Jack and Kate. And then we see the first time where Echo and Locke meet.
Yes, which is a great scene.
It's an excellent scene.
And again, to me, it's one of the great disappointments of the show, in which, Echo kind of had an early exit because there's so much there that I think could have happened.
Yeah,
because Echo is such a great character.
Yeah, Jack is trying to talk to Echo, get work, and of course, John Locke has put his two cents in.
But here's the thing: I think Echo his way about him even connected to Jack better too, because he knew the guns were there. He knew that there was going to be a witch hunt,
right?
Because they killed one of theirs, and he was able to kind of command Jack's attention and make him realize that what he was doing was wrong. Where Locke was never ever able to make that connection to Jack.
Yeah, and Kate and Bernard finally tells Ana Lucia, "I'm going." Libby goes to, and she goes, "Are you going too?"
Yeah, I'm
going
to go.
I'm going too. Echo tells Jack it's Ana Lucia. He goes, "Who's this woman? Because they're getting all these guys."
Yeah.
Oh, Ana Lucia. That's what he said. It's like clicks his head. He goes, now, would he have had that look if Kate had been so...
No, because I think he remembers Ana Lucia from the airport, which we saw the previous season.
I get that, but I'm just saying he just had just got burned with the whole Kate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is he thinking, okay, I'll show Kate. I remember Ana Lucia.
Yeah.
No, maybe?
Sure. He's trying to make her a little jealous then.
Well, how does he... It's been... Do you remember someone's name 60 days later after all the stuff you've gone through?
It's Jack, man. He remembered seeing Desmond a few years before he was like, "You." So Jack has this amazing memory.
Okay, I guess so. Let's see. Ana shoots Jason, tells her he's pregnant. Jason.
Here's the thing. Now, if I was her mom, she's, "No, I don't know." I'd like, "Okay, I know what you're doing. You're going to try and kill this guy because you want him to go back out on the street."
But he admitted to doing it. Why would they release him?
That's true.
I guess you could always go back and say, "They coerced me."
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he said. We didn't see how he got...
But still, I don't know how she gets away with murder.
Well, that's why she was on the run. That's why she went to Australia. Remember?
Yeah. Vaguely.
I believe that's why she went to Australia. And then we see Charlie sees Jin, Bernard, and Libby. Son's still doing the laundry. Everyone's running to the thing. Son's like going.
It makes it more dramatic.
Son goes, "Wait." And then she realizes, "Oh, I still have my ring on. I have it on. Okay, I'm good." Because she was sitting there thinking, "Is my ring on? Jin's
Can
back?
Can I still bail? Can I still bail?"
Let's see. Okay, he's good. But that's a nice scene where they all run up. But mm-hmm. Hurley wasn't there. I don't remember seeing Hurley.
I don't recall. I will say, though, the scene between Rose and Bernard was a great scene.
It was a
misty eyed. It was a good scene.
A great scene because
that was set up beginning of season one.
Well, because he obviously knew because he was told that she was
yeah
alive. But she always believed. She believed because there's even a scene in this with Hurley and Rose when they were talking.
Yeah.
Hang up the laundry. He goes, she goes, oh, you know, it must be tough to lose a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Someone you love or something like that.
Yeah.
And he kind of went,
yeah.
You know, like, yeah, we know, you know, you've lost somebody.
Yeah.
But no one believed her and had faith, but she had the faith.
Yeah.
And these four episodes did, you know, we always make fun of how Saeed only had known Shannon for a short time.
Uh-huh.
And that's who he went, you know, in the end, that's who he spends the rest. But if you watch the scene where Shannon dies, the whole thing leading up to it, he says, I'm here to it's to protect the one I love. So basically protect you. And I think he felt he didn't protect her.
Uh-huh.
That's why he's so mopey. That's why he's so looking back.
So that's why they end up being together in the
end. I think that's why they
It's a way we can explain
We can explain it. We can justify it that way, even though Nadia was his love of his life. But he just... on the island, that's who he was connected with. And
uh-huh.
So I think that's what maybe how they can justify it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, throwing it out there. And then Vincent runs to Michael.
It's like, well, we got to give Michael somebody.
Yeah, Michael's got to have someone.
Even though he hated this dog.
But you know, it's funny. Vincent, who's the first person when Michael runs back to camp, who's the first person he runs into?
Son.
Uh-huh. First person.
Because there is that awkward connection.
And he has
that
same Michael look. Yeah, Jin's alive. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry. I tried.
Here's the thing. If I was Sun and I hear Jin, I was like, I'm going to run out after him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would. No, she's going to do laundry. She's going to do laundry.
Is that like cleaning the gutters?
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's a lot like cleaning the gutters. Hanging in a net, cleaning the gutters, all that sort of stuff.
But again, the episode closes out really well because it has that beautiful music.
Yes.
And it's actually, I think, the music they had for when the raft went out at the beginning of season one. And there's just, it kind of closes out with Anne Lucy and Jack looking at each other. And I think it's a great scene to show the difference between the two leaders on the two sides of the island.
Because they got to get ready to build an army.
Well, that was one thing. But when you see them, you kind of just see like how different their 48 days were, right? You have Jack and his experience as a leader of the fuselage side of it, and you have the tail section side and their leader, and you just kind of have this difference between the two of them and their experiences.
Runs
I think it's a great scene to kind of show.
It is excellent. He runs as he's running through the jungle, Jack runs into Saeed and his date.
So look, careful, girls. He's dangerous.
I hear you want to be alone. So I got to go see Anna Lucia, but you're okay. You're good. Carry on.
You good? You good?
You're
head
good?
Nod? You're good? All right, we're good.
No, I was sad. He was carrying.
Yeah.
But the whole time, I forgot that Shannon's body was just right over there when he finally
left her. Like, I feel bad for Maggie Grace. She's had to lay there all, you know, for days.
For days.
For shooting.
You know, Liam Neeson wouldn't put up with that.
No.
No.
I will find you.
I find you. I have one mind.
I will kill you.
I have one skill set.
I have a very particular set of skills.
And I will,
skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Yeah, I will chop you up into little pieces, Annalisa. You shot my pregnant daughter.
So that closes out these four episodes. Overall, some good episodes, some episodes.
Still enjoyed watching them.
Yeah.
You know, even though...
Well, again, I think Collision and the Other 48 Days, I think, are really good episodes.
Yeah. And Found could have probably done without that one.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had more island stuff.
Yeah.
But it does show how Sun and Jin met and you know, how the...
It's good that Sun and Jin get back together for a short amount of time they do have together.
Yeah, they'll... Something's going to happen, I'm sure, that separates them.
But yes, so now it's time for I Want Some Friggin' Answers. Jack, what were some scenes in these episodes where you're like, I want an answer to this question?
The superhuman strength. We never get an answer to that.
No, we don't. I guess, yeah, you could just say
we go back to Ethan when he carried off Claire and Charlie. Again, they're not two big people, but still. Through the jungle, we see, you know, Saeed.
You could explain that there's other people there to help him kind of.
Could have been, but Saeed, you know, is. But how do they not leave any trace?
Yeah.
They're hard to track because, I mean, I guess they were able to track Ethan. But he was carrying two people. So. But how do they walk through the jungle? And we find out later on why they're wearing the clothes they wear and no ID and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
Yeah, you know. I don't think we ever got the answer to the superhuman strength.
No, that's true. We also, there was a lot of just still questions about the others, you know,
right.
Even especially them walking in the jungle, the other 48 days. And we did get a lot of answers to that, you know, when they explain, you know, what the others are, led by, you know, Michael Emerson, Benjamin Linus. We get a lot of answers to that. Were those satisfying answers to when we found out what the others were?
I think some of it, some is not. You know, I was just sort of thinking, too, is, you know, they had all those guns there and stuff like that. Why did they just leave Desmond in that hatch? Why did they leave him in that hatch? I guess to just press the button?
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
I guess, but, you know, but he had that, all those weapons there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if they want to kill people that are coming to the island,
mm-hmm.
right, they wouldn't they want to go get those weapons away from anyone potentially could harm them?
Possibly.
Again, that's bad leadership on
Benjamin Lyons'
part.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seemed like they left every hatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't really care too much about the hatches. Yeah. Good point. Very good point. That's about it as far as big questions that I can think of.
Yeah,
really the other stuff.
Other stuff got answered.
There's Penny's backstory, but again, we kind of get to that later on.
Yeah, Boone, I guess, taking the job with his mom upset Shannon, but
mm-hmm.
it's a job he had to take. He said he would take care of her.
Yeah,
so. But I think at that point, maybe that was her point of her saying, "No, I don't. I can make this. I can do it on my own."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right, and then time for top five pivotal moments. First one is Sun and Jin meet in their flashback.
Yes.
Which is pivotal as this starts out their character's journey.
Right.
Overall, a fairly weak flashback, but I think that's a good close to that flashback.
I agree.
Overall. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think? And then the number two is Shannon is dead. Shannon gets killed.
Yeah.
Second major cast member to get killed.
And we had just started liking her character.
Yeah. I mean, it started that trend of, oh, I like her. Oh, they killed her.
They killed her off. It's like, oh, because Boone we liked right away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a lot of people liked, Boone was just a likable character, and they killed a likable character. Shannon would have been the first one killed off, whatever. You know.
So my question there is, as far as the pivotal moment, was it necessary to kill her? Or are they just like, well, we're bringing these Taileys in, so we can't have that many people to follow, so we'll just kill her off? Like,
what was the... Did we ever get... Did she want to leave the show, or did she...
No, it wasn't that she wanted to leave.
They had no more...
It did start the trend of... remember when she had, like, was it Good Morning America the next day or something like that?
Oh, were they, yeah, would they
and
be
And so it started spoiling, like, oh, if they're going to be on good... Oh, they're going to get killed
they're
off.
They're getting killed off, yeah.
It's kind of getting voted off Survivor. You're going to be on.
Yeah, it's almost like The Walking Dead when you're on The Talking Dead afterwards. Uh-oh. Doesn't look good for that character. So, yeah. Maybe they just had to kill her off because they had to go a different direction with Saeed. You mm-hmm. know, Saeed went to that dark side for a while. He was moping yep. around. So, plus, she couldn't be walking around pregnant. I mean, Saeed would be like, hey, wait a minute.
She wouldn't be really pregnant.
Wait a minute. It's like, come on now. Come on now. I'm not stupid.
Other pivotal moment for this episode is Walt showing up again.
Right.
It's important in the sense that I think there was a lot more they wanted to do with that. He's a very powerful character. And then he ends up being, you know, the eventual protector of the island,
right.
We assume, down the road. But, again, it's also, on the other hand, a little bit disappointing that they didn't explore that a little bit
No.
more.
Well, why was he showing up? Why was he showing up? What was the purpose of dragging Shannon, who was really not a strong person?
Mm-hmm.
And it led to her death. You got the whispers. You got Cindy disappearing.
Yeah.
All this stuff, different stuff happening that led to...
And we don't even know if maybe that Walt was just showing up and didn't know how to control his powers, so it was unintentional, maybe.
Yeah,
who knows?
We don't know.
He could have been trying to warn her that something bad was going to happen. Nice. Good backwards talk.
Thank you.
Very good. Other 48 days, I mean, pivotal moment there is just basically the whole episode. But I think if we had to pinpoint to one thing is the birth of the Jesus stick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because that led to a great song.
Jesus stick. Jesus.
I was going to tell you to play that song today, but...
I could play it today.
Okay, why don't you play the song?
We'll close out the show with Jesus
stick. With the Jesus stick.
last but not least, in our top five pivotal moments... in the episode Collision, we have the return of our sailaways. Did we have a name for the raft? The Rafties? Is that what?
I thought it was the Rafties.
The Rafties? The return of the Rafties.
Because I think this is the one show where you had to come up with a name for everything.
Well, just in terms of when you had to recap it, it helped.
Again, it'd be better if we just didn't recap a show everyone had already seen. But since we had to, you had to come up with names for people that, you know. so we wouldn't get confused.
It is true. It is very true. All right, well, now it is time for Next on Lost.
The TV show.
Here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost. Lost on the Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time. Next week on the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack, we will be focusing on a new set of episodes, which starts with What Kate Did, a favorite of many people. we then go to an episode I enjoy very much, the 23rd Psalm.
Oh, that's an excellent one.
Excellent episode, and it's also one of Jack's least favorite podcasts we ever recorded. It was about the 20th.
Hold on a second. Not one of my least, but it was one of the people's least favorite. More criticism than I think any other podcast we've ever done in our life.
And then The Hunting Party.
That's
another
a good
one. Jack-centric episode, because we know we needed another Jack-centric episode. And then we go to...
I sense a lot of sarcasm.
No, you know, I like The Hunting Party. That was a fun episode. That was the first one we did in the AAC feed, so...
Oh, the AAC feed. Yay!
The
how does it work?
Let's become into the modern Lost podcast.
Yeah,
then.
Modern. We really stepped up our game.
We did. And then Fire Plus Water, or Fire and Water, the Charlie-centric episode. The episode that, partially among many things,
you all, everybody,
led to Ryan and Jen quitting. Podcast.
Oh, that was the ho-hum episode.
Yep.
Ho-hum.
But... anywho, a good set of episodes to talk about, some
and maybe,
really good ones.
And maybe if the special guest that we're trying to get on the show is listening.
Yeah.
Hey.
We're still here.
We're still here. You can come talk about Lost anytime you want.
So that's what we'll be talking about next week on the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack. And now it is time for Jack's crackpot theory that can't be disproven.
There's two.
Whoa.
There's two.
Two for the price of one. It's not like you to give anything extra out.
Well, you know what? This time, I am.
All right, well, here we go.
All right, so the first one's kind of like, it just came to me. Just like,
okay.
Nothing major, nothing big.
Sure.
But the guy that hires Jen
uh-huh.
keeps saying, you're one of those people, you're one of those people. He's, you know, he's basically talking down to him.
Yeah.
I think at one point he was one of those people.
Okay.
That's how he knew where he was from. That's how he knew what, you know, I smell fish on you. The guy was just a real jerk.
He was.
And you find that most of the people like that are people that they're trying to hide who they really are.
Okay.
He was definitely...
One of those people?
One of those people.
Okay.
Not anything wrong with being those people, but he was the people that he was criticizing and looked down on, he was at one point those people.
Okay.
But my second one, it really came to me because when, you know, Bernard is talking on the walkie-talkie to his... And he's talking with Boone. We know Boone is in the plane that Locke sent him up there to die, to be a sacrifice for the island. But if Anna Lucia doesn't pull the radio away from Boone, does Boone die? Could he have said, come back out of the, walked out of the thing and said, hey, I've gotten contact with someone from 815. Could he possibly have lived? So Anna Lucia, I'm going to say right now, is responsible as much as Locke is for Boone dying.
Well, it seemed like it fell regardless of him being in there.
But it was falling in there because if they said...
You can even argue that if they didn't say anything, he would have gotten out of the plane. He stayed on the plane
because they were talking to him.
Yeah.
But yet, if Anna Lucia doesn't pull the... Because he kept going, hello, hello? Remember he was going, hello?
Yeah.
So if they would have said... He would have said, hey, Locke. He would have said, hold on a second. Would have went about out the plane, said, hey, I got someone here. And he grabs a vine before the plane falls down. So Anna Lucia... is much responsible for killing Boone as Locke.
Man, you really don't like Anna Lucia, huh?
I'm just saying. So that's a... Because I just said, yeah. And she was... I think what she was doing was probably right.
Uh-huh.
She just assumed it was them playing tricks on him. But no.
Okay. All right.
That's my crackpot theories, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. It's crackpot theory for a reason.
Yeah, so Ian Somerhalder, if you're out there listening, not that he's a special guest... Because people keep asking who the special guest is. I go, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Can't tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
We don't even know.
We don't even know.
All right, so that is it for this week's Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. You can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time for questions, comments, and or theories. Also, join our Facebook group at facebook.com/Jay and Jack group.
Jay and Jack. Jay and you just want to be slash J and J.
No, I just forgot.
Your ego is out of control.
And send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. All right, guys. We'll see you next week, and we'll close out the show with Jesus Stick, one of the hit Jay and Jack songs, which you can purchase on iTunes for only 99 cents or the whole album for $10.
Because the money is just rolling in. It's just
I haven't gotten a check from them in like 5 years, so I don't think anybody buys it. I don't know.
What was the original check?
Like $100 or something.
Really? $100? There you go. So yeah,
hey, yeah,
10
something.
People bought it. 10 people bought it. 10 people
well,
said.
No, probably because they take like a 30% cut.
All right. So 14 people bought it. I don't know. I'm doing that. I'm just making it up. Well, that's right. Not bad. There were 100,000 listeners, and 14 people said, yeah, I'll buy it. Yeah, that's good. So 100,000 people listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'll say 15. 15 people bought it.
Or who knows? Maybe the company I did it through, maybe they took more of the cut.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone just donated. Look, I feel bad for the kid. He's a big Apple fan. Let's just cut him a check because I feel bad. He's out there thinking, I'm going to make lots of money on my songs.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Jesus Stick, definitely something you don't want to get hit with. Jesus Stick, Jesus Stick.
Hey,
it's stained in blood.
That's right, folks. As seen on TV, Jesus Stick, the new wonder in self-protection. No longer do you have to worry about the others kidnapping you. A Jesus Stick at your side shows that you mean business. Just listen to some of these satisfied customers.
I got a Jesus Stick because others were always trying to take me. I found twigs and branches just wouldn't cut it. Now that I have a Jesus Stick, I'm walking tall. Thanks, Jesus Stick.
So what are you waiting for? Make sure you go to the store and pick up your Jesus Stick today and kiss the others goodbye.
Jesus Stick,
hey,
it's stained in blood.
Side effects of the use of Jesus Stick include swelling, headache, and death. Do not use Jesus Stick while operating heavy machinery or while using other forms of self-protection. Make sure to ask a doctor before using Jesus Stick.